Verse 28. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, then you will understand that I am he. I do nothing on my own, but say only what the Father taught me. Jesus said, I only say what I hear the Father say. Only say what I hear the Father say. Then let's look at James 1 and 5, King James. Jesus said, I only say what I hear the Father say. That's how Jesus was so successful. A lot of times, we just want to rattle off scriptures. No. You got to stop and hear the voice of God so you'll know exactly how to pray. I can remember when we were believing God for children and we had things going on and we was not getting pregnant. I mean, we was not getting pregnant. It was not happening. Amen. And this is what I did. I got me a bunch of scriptures and in the name of Jesus, I thank you for our children. I can remember this plane. She got out. She prayed. God gave her two scriptures. And I had a whole page full of scriptures. I just thought up out of my head, oh, yeah, that'd be a good scripture. Oh, yeah, I sent his word and healed him. Oh, that'd be a good scripture. Yeah. But she heard specifically from God about what to pray. Your seed shall not cast this fruit before its time. I can remember this plane. She confessed that scripture. Before you know it, it wasn't because of Therese, because I'm like many other Christians. I'm just out there praying and ain't nothing happening. How many of y'all been there? You believe in God for something, ain't nothing happening. Lord, I know I'm praying. I know I'm confessing your word. No, what you got to do, you got to hear from God. He will tell you exactly. He will give you the scripture you need to stand on. He will give you that scripture you need to stand on. And once she got that scripture, boom, we got pregnant. I got 3 kids now. One of them for sale now. If you want, you let me know now. I sell that baby now. She come with toys, clothes. She come with all that. You let me know. I get rid of it today. Give you a good price on it, man. When I got sick with COVID and I was in the hospital, I was sick. Same thing. My wife, she prayed. Now, I don't want to make it seem like I don't pray and hear from God, because I do now. I'm just saying. This is just some examples I'm saying. But she prayed. She said, boom, I got my scriptures, Lord. Let's go to work. And we went to town. We went to town. We prayed. We believed God. And God healed my body, y'all. I'm telling you, the devil's trying to take me out. I got to the hospital. Now, I know I got insurance, and I got good insurance. I'm talking about good insurance on my job. I mean, they kept telling Mr. Jones, we cannot find your insurance. I mean, some of the stuff, some of the tests and the infusions that I was supposed to have, I couldn't get it. Why? Because they kept saying I didn't have no insurance. I'm like, ma'am, my insurance ain't changed. It's been the same for years. I've been on this job for years. It has not changed. And they couldn't find it. And I believe the devil was strategically messing with that stuff, trying to take me out. But I'm still here, baby. I'm still here. Amen. Somebody say, he's still here. Come out there. Hey, I'm still here. Amen. You got to hear specifically from the Father. He will tell you exactly how to pray. He will tell you exactly what to do. I can remember this has been a while back. The devil was messing with my finances. He was messing with my children. He was, trying to mess with my job. I mean, everything was going on. It was crazy. I got a whole page full of confessions. But I heard the voice of God. How long are you going to let the devil keep messing with your money? How long are you going to let keep messing with your family? How long you going to keep letting mess with your marriage? How long you going to keep letting mess with your job, Therese? I got fed up. I was fed up. I got on my knees. I said, Lord, I ain't getting up until I hear your voice. I got down there, shundo, boom, do, shundo, no, no, no. And it wasn't long. I heard exactly. I'm talking about exactly what to do. God said, you take this scripture. It was John 21, 20. Matthew 21:21. Take this scripture right here. He said, you tell your money situation. You said, tell it, you ain't scared of it. So I got my notebook and my Bible. I got up to my kitchen table. I pulled out the other chair. I sat down across from it. I said, devil, have a seat. Have a seat. No, you started this. Have a seat. I talked to my mountain. I said, finances. I ain't scared of you. This. I'm not scared of you. This is what the word says. Now you bow your knee in Jesus' name. I curse that thing from the root. And let me tell you something. Ooh, you talking about change? I'm talking about change. You talking about change? I'm talking about change. Glory to God. You speak to your mountain. You speak to the situation. But let me tell you something. You got to hear the voice of God. You can't just, now I know when we're out there in the field, we're praying for people and we up here ministering. You do what you taught. You know the word. You know the scriptures. Man, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But things in your life, sometimes you need to inquire of the Lord. Lord, how do I pray about this situation? You don't just jump out there, in the name of Jesus. Inquire of the Lord. And he's going to tell you specifically how to pray for this situation. He's going to tell you specifically how to make that thing come to pass. Let me tell you something. The more radical you get about it, the better God like it. The Bible says the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. Get radical with it. Get radical. Glory to God. Get mad at the devil. Get mad at those situations. You got to understand. God has your back. You got to understand when you speak the word of God, the heavenly host, the heavenly armies all stand at attention because you give them their assignment and they go to war. They go to war for the children of God. They work on your behalf. That's what the Bible means when it says, and they ministered unto Jesus. They minister on your behalf, glory to God. Minister on your behalf. I can remember years ago when I was driving that car and I hydroplaned and that car started spinning in the road. I didn't have time to say, Lord, I inquire. Jesus! I know angels caused that car to stop and just go down like that into the ditch. No, didn't hurt the car. I wasn't hurt. I'm telling you, we speak to our situation because we full of the word of God. Speak to your situation. And I'm telling you, that thing will change. It has no choice but to change. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God.